this hour is sponsored by thesecretpowder.com. Want to be smarter, happier, and more focused? You need the secret powder. Got ADHD, Alzheimer's, or anxiety? Learn its secrets at thesecretpowder.com and free your mind's potential today.
Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Almost out of time, going quick here in overdrive, and the big retransmission's coming up. John in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sir.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Alex Jones. I want to thank you and the crew for letting us be aware of what the possibility be.
Yeah, I got to let you go, John. I appreciate you thanking me, but I apologize. Your phone's breaking down. I apologize. You're on hold so long. Call me back tomorrow on a good phone. Go to the head of the line. Brent in FEMA Region 6, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thank you for the overdrive session today. I really am just calling to ask you a question. I was discussing basically the immigration situation that we're facing right now with the open borders and how the president of ICE and a board of directors member from the Border Patrol came out and said that the borders are wide open and that this is a perfect storm. Now, with our borders being wide open, I'm curious, do we even qualify as the United States of America?
No. Technically, the country is collapsing and it's run by traitors. And so really effectively, that's why I said this marks the true death point of the country. But countries can be resurrected. They're not like people. So it could be reversed. But Rick Perry's the toughest leader we've got, the national news tells us. And he says Obama's dumb. Obama doesn't know what's going on. Obama knows what he's doing. Thank you so much, Bruce, or Brent. Who's up next here? Bruce. Bruce in Michigan, moving quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely, the major crisis is nuclear war. I take this magazine called Chronicles, the Rockford Institute. One of their main writers is Sergei Trifkovic. I've been reading him a long time. He says Putin better act in eastern Ukraine or he will be replaced. In either case, we're heading towards a nuclear war. These thinking neocons, within an hour of that plane going down, we're talking about conspiracy kooks trying to keep Putin from taking the blame. That's the difference between now and Syria. I listened to you Sunday. The people aren't going to call in about this like they called in about Syria, and I'm sad to say that. Nuclear war is coming. The neocons have got them hoodwinked. That's it.
Well, yeah, there is that old hatred of Russia, and so people are like, yeah, blow them Ruskies up. And it's just totally mindless. We're run by Nazi collaborator people, like George Soros. I mean, literally. And, I mean, why not blame the border on Putin? Why not blame the dollar devaluation on Putin? Actually, they're trying to blame that on him. He's trying to set up BRICS to hurt the dollar. No, the Federal Reserve's doing that. Thank you, Bruce. Dan, in FEMA Region 5, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex. Hey, I wanted to talk about disinformation for a minute. I was on a drive back. I wasn't able to get your show, but I did hear this guy, Gary C. Johnson, on WKYT, and he was throwing out disinformation. He was pretty much saying about the airplane. They started a show out like that, and they said, you know, we can't really figure this out. Just best thing you do is give up, not think about it. And being informed is actually means to be angry, is what they're saying. So I want to throw this out, and I don't know how. And
no, I agree. No one should be involved. Leave the border open. It's all Putin's fault. Turn your guns in. I agree with those talk show hosts.
Yeah, right. So, it's just they didn't have any call in. You couldn't call and dispute anything that they had to say or anything. And I just want to throw it out there, Gary C. Johnson, WKYT. And
well, I appreciate you for the call. I'm out of time. Sorry to Alex and others. Great job, crew. I think I've heard of somebody like Tokyo Rose would say similar things. Lay down. Don't worry about it. Everything's going to be okay unless you don't lay down. The most lazy propaganda is tinfoil hat, flying saucer, or that I'm a fearmonger. Like they say, Drudge is tabloid with no proof. When we lynched everything. So they're indicting themselves. That's just to make mindless people feel good. I'm effective because I'm getting people awake to the crisis, not fearmongering. The globalists are fearmongering, saying lay down or we'll call you names. People aren't scared of the media anymore. They don't care what these people say. We're going forward. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. Be there. Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 23rd day of July, already 7+ months into 2014. Hard to believe. And we're live on this Wednesday edition. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to have open phones throughout the broadcast. We have the head of global research joining us for 30 minutes, Professor Michael Chalcedosky, to break down the geopolitical ramifications of what's happening in Ukraine, but also Gaza. We're going to be, again, taking calls in the first hour, in the first part of the second hour and the third hour today on the entire waterfront. Gun buyers scooping up AK-47 rifles after new sanctions ban their importation. ISIS tells shopkeepers mannequins must wear veils. Chinese city sealed off after bubonic plague death. We've got a whole bunch of bubonic plague cases in the United States, and it barely even makes the news. Because that's politically incorrect to talk about what's coming over the border. Gotta love how the White House has a big giant fence up around it. Gotta love how gotta show your ID to buy a six-pack of beer, but not to vote in this country. Gotta love how the TSA wants to grope your wife's breasts and genitals and grab your rear end and inspect your baby's diaper. But the border is wide open. Big scandal up on the Washington-Canada border yesterday when a border agent of some type, the news reported, put a gun to some Boy Scouts' heads for taking photos. But the Border Patrol runs under orders when they're shot at by Mexican military and others. So we have a government that goes around picking on the little guys and people that they know aren't criminals, because it's not scary to pull over a housewife and write her a half dozen tickets or an asset forfeiture seizure some insurance agent's car because they had $3,000 in their purse and while you took the money and had it tested and found drugs on one of the bills, knowing full well that out of 10 or 15 bills, most of them will have drugs on them. This is the supposed land of the free, home of the brave. Meanwhile, we do have the former head of the Border Patrol Union, the deputy current head of the Border Patrol Union, the former deputy head of the Border Patrol itself, and countless other senior agents who follow a constitutional duty. In the last 6-7 years, they've been directed to run checkpoints deep inside the United States that are unconstitutional. I've gotten a lot of heat for it, including from this talk show host. But they are under attack, being ordered to stand down the last 4 months on record to permanently break the border and the national sovereignty of this country. And over 100 million green cards are in the new Senate bill that their bipartisan system is trying to pass that would bring in the populations of three major Latin American countries: Guatemala, Nicaragua, and El Salvador. This is an epic-level globalist plan to crush the United States. How could the United States fall? Bring in 100 million, not 30 million, but 100 million in the next 4 or 5 years. 30 million a year, ladies and gentlemen, or more, 25 to 40 million, depending on how you look at the numbers. Pouring in, fully collapsing everything, and the controlled media will say, no one knew how it happened, even if Obama gets in trouble. He'll just give himself a pardon in 2 years. And the Republican leadership is still playing dumb, other than Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, Ron Paul, Louie Gohmert, Walter Jones, there's a few others. Sarah Palin, to her credit, says this is deliberate. And none of these people are perfect. I'm not perfect, but this is make it or break it time. Gaza, Israel goes in there every 2 years. It's a tragedy. It's tribal warfare. Take a side at your peril. The Russia situation is a super aggressive Western move to destabilize the entire region, and I would be for it if it was the Soviet Union we were fighting, bringing freedom to Ukraine and other areas, liberating Eastern Germany, liberating Poland. That is not what's happening. George Soros admits he's behind it with the State Department. Just type in, George Soros says he's behind Ukraine. He told the New York Times that. He bragged last month. And they're trying to bring Heather Has Two Mommies, Daddy's Boyfriend, turn in your guns, men are bad, socialism is good, forced inoculation is good, be looted by the IMF and World Bank, and be debt slaves. It's the globalists that are the big infection. They are what is racing through the body politic. And Ukraine is the big enchilada. But the next shoe to drop is the Pacific pivot, the Asian pivot, with China saying they may invade and take islands, not just of Japan, that are disputed off the coast of Hong Kong and Taiwan. There's a whole bunch of them that they're disputing, but major islands that the Japanese took from them during World War II or in the lead-up to World War II that are now part of the Philippines. And actually, a few months ago, they will nuke anyone that gets in the way of when they decide to take those islands. And, folks, China has already been taking land from Vietnam and has already had military skirmishes with them. So you need to understand, this is serious. And our politicians are busy trying to militarize every law enforcement agency out there into paramilitaries to take on, in order of importance to them, returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, constitutionalists, conservatives, land rights activists. And then they have a token to go after the left. Traditional leftist system is to go after GMO and things, which I actually agree with. I don't agree with burning down their facilities. I agree with burning down their lies in the info war and exposing that I'd be all for GMO if they knew what they were doing or if they weren't engaged in piggybacking or Trojan horsing traits into the food that reduce fertility and increase cancer on record. By the way, they still have mainstream news articles in the last few weeks saying Alex Jones is nuts, tinfoil hat. He believes the NSA is spying on everything. It's on record that everything is scooped up illegally and dumped into giant vats. Major corporations get it and share it. The governments get it and share it. And it makes our country unsafe, not safe, and gives strategic elites access to the data that everyone else doesn't get. So it allows them to corner markets, consolidate markets, knock out their competition, destroying diversity of the marketplace, stagnating society. Do I need to go on here about what we're dealing with? Do I? So we'll open the phones up for this question. What do you think the most important issue is? The monetary crisis that has been designed to implode world currencies and bring in world government? Is the collapse itself the big story, or how they engineered it? Or do those just go together? Is it the buildup by Western governments for nuclear war and preparations for it and news articles saying nuclear war is survivable and selling it like it might be the new fun adventure park to visit? Is it nuclear war? Is it the Crimea? Is it Israel? Is it ISIS being turned loose and IS, as they call themselves, from Africa to Central Asia to destabilize the world? Is it the wide open border and the collapse of the United States? Currently, in our face, the shoe that's dropped, the balloon that's gone up, the train that left the station, I would say is the open border, because this has now been triggered. It's not hundreds of thousands a month, folks. It's 300,000, 400,000 a month is my estimates and my Border Patrol estimates and my ICE estimates. It's around 100,000 kids a month, but we're talking another 100,000, 200,000 adults. At one Border Patrol station, 4 months ago before they were ordered to stand down in Texas, they were grabbing upwards of 50,000 a month. That was in the news. 300 and something thousand in the year before. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? And there's at least 100,000 illegal immigrant gang members now in the state of Texas alone, according to the DPS intelligence, which I concur with those numbers. So, listen, all I know is some cop pulls me over, runs my license, and wants to search my vehicle. I'm going to give him a dressing down. I'm going to say, listen, I know you've been told to do this, but you need to be out there worried about our collapsing border. You know I don't have any record, and do I look like I'm on drugs? Leave me alone and stop trying to violate my Fourth Amendment. Well, what's your problem, buddy? My problem is our country's burning down and the TSA is checking people's diapers. I don't care if it's an 80-year-old man with a colostomy bag who's having colon surgery. I don't care if it's a 1-year-old baby. I'm fed up and I'm done. This is the end of the country. That brought it into perspective. I was thinking, what is the big crisis? It's the border. It's the front and center border. It's the front and center issue. We're going to open the phones up and see what you think coming up.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the Survival Silver Solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage. For your home kitchen, purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
Oh, the humiliation. Secretary of State John Kerry had to go through a metal detector screening before meeting with Egyptian president. They didn't trust him. Well, I know why the Egyptian president didn't trust him, who's backed by the military junta. It's because Kerry double-crossed them 4 years ago and basically had the 31-year U.S. ally and stabilizer in the region, Hosni Mubarak, overthrown
They put the Muslim Brotherhood in, who then brought Al-Qaeda in, and they began blowing up military bases and shooting down helicopters and crucifying Christians at the presidential mansion. This was on the foreign news. Christians upside down burning. 100 plus churches blown up in one day until 20 million Christians and Muslims hit the streets, many times bigger than the Muslim Brotherhood had done a year before, and they overthrew the Islamic State government and put the military in. And so now they won't be in a room with Kerry, and I understand why. Just like they overthrew Libya and put Al-Qaeda in. Just like they're trying to overthrow Syria to put Al-Qaeda in. Just like they tried to overthrow Iraq to put Al-Qaeda in. And they've now basically done it within the new Islamic State area that we predicted would be part of Syria, part of Iraq. That was always the plan, to break the country up. And again, I bring that up because our government won't bomb ISIS when they're on big convoys that can be taken out. Of course they would never bomb them and said, well, it's Maliki's fault as prime minister. He hasn't been nice enough to the jihadis. And then some of the neocons go, well, we're just having all the Arabs kill each other. Like that's some type of moral policy. Yeah, even if you wanted the Arabs to all kill themselves, neocons and neolibs, we know what it's really about. It's about creating a new super Islamic threat that can menace the West to keep the defense contractors in high cotton while we go bankrupt. But more importantly, menace the United States so that we can have our liberties taken in the name of being safe. We're being held hostage. The globalists are holding the gun, and the gun is ISIS, IS, Al-Qaeda, Wahhabist, Saudi Arabian scum. And I'm not saying Saudi Arabians are scum. I'm saying ISIS, Al-Qaeda are scum. And you've seen their activities. You've seen their behavior. If that's not scum, I don't know what is. Remember how Secretary of Defense Panetta and others, even in briefings with officers, make them remove their sidearms and have security thrown out of the room and won't give speeches to even uncommissioned officers in Iraq and Afghanistan because they're scared of them, because they know that the military, by and large, knows who the enemy is. And I think it's actually legitimate that the political elite will not get around our soldiers' arm now. You know, Saddam Hussein would walk around with 10,000 troops around him and the general public with AK-47s in the air. Not saying he's a good guy, just pointing out that Iraqis had more of a Second Amendment than we do under Saddam Hussein, an older CIA asset who was then flushed down the toilet after being set up, just so everybody knows. We then see the new system coming into view where the only people that are allowed to be armed is Al-Qaeda with heat-seeking missiles and artillery, which they now got from U.S. military bases and weapons caches that were just left there and that they were allowed to capture. ISIS was allowed to overrun Iraqi military bases built and maintained by the U.S. and contractors. They were ordered to stand down and give them the weapons, and the story is up on Infowars.com. I want to go to break and come back in the next segment and get your take on all this. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and you hear how good the callers are when I say first-time caller. We're doing first-time callers in this hour, free-for-all in the next hour. To quote Ted Nugent, it's a free-for-all. 800-259-9231. Got me a rock and roll band. It's a free-for-all. I got me a radio network. It's a free-for-all. Promoting freedom, unapologetically, thumbing our face in the tyrant's face, thumbing our nose right there, letting them know we're aware of their scam, calling the fraud, blowing the whole fake paradigm to hell. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And when you hear somebody hang up, that's your chance to call in. Turkish Prime Minister says he and Obama no longer talk. Price of beef and bacon reach all-time high. Former deputy head of the Border Patrol goes public. It's on InfoWars.com, DrudgeReport.com, link to it. It's in the immigration section on his site. It scrolled off last night. I want it reposted to the front page. He says government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. The truth.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles in nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I don't have to tell you, this economy sucks. Unlike the political elite and Wall Street bankers, you know that debts don't disappear and bailouts have big consequences. Stock and real estate market bubbles can pop at any moment and evaporate most or all of your retirement savings. Folks, we're in the weakest economy of our lifetime and it's likely to get much worse. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. And I'm here to tell you, this may be the best thing that could happen to you if you move decided and develop a backup plan immediately. Proportionately, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in history, and history is about to repeat itself. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words of silence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand?
Oh, my little girl.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, with Depeche Mode bringing us in. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to your phone calls here in just a few minutes after I play some of these clips where Nancy Pelosi, if you know what you're listening to, promotes Ford Foundation liberation theology, calling the illegals pouring across little baby Jesus. I thought she was Ricky Bobby for a minute from Talladega Nights. And then continuing from Don Salazar's article, former border agent, government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. And that's what this is. We're going to play part of that interview that's up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com here in a moment. First off, you've heard the rave reviews from listeners about the different products. We've only got five of them out in the last year plus, because we take our time rolling these out. Two new products come out next week and the week after. But Survival Shield X2 is a quantum leap from the quantum leap in iodine supplements that the first Survival Shield, that's weaker and is seaweed-based, it's a quantum leap from that. It's still excellent. It's great for kids because it's not as strong, very palatable, and an organic palm oil base. All the others, and I mean, we've had major companies try to call up, household names, and try to buy us out of this because the contracts we have. It's happened three times now because they've tested it, they've gotten it, they've seen it, and we've got contracts. It's patented with the company we use. It's ours. Look, I just dripped some on this video list page I've got here, and it just turned electric purple. We can document cam that for the TV viewers. So I was about to put some in water and drink it. Electric purple. All other iodine turns red or black. And this is red color. But look up pure iodine. It's purple, folks. This is the purest iodine there is. X2. Purest. 99.999, ladies and gentlemen. Survival Shield X2. And again, I took the original Nason iodine and had a detoxing effect in a month. So consult with your physician before you take any of this. And I would start with the original Survival Shield that's been out about a year. I would start with that first. 7 to 12,000 feet, tens of millions of years old, totally pure. I would personally start, check with your physician, with the regular Survival Shield first. And every person's different, and then move on to the Survival Shield X2. I already took some this morning. I'm taking my second dose now. See, it's red. Turns yellow in the water, turns purple on paper. Electric purple. Take my Super Male Vitality and then put in the secret sauce that isn't out yet. Everybody's wondering about what it is. It may be months till this is out. Look at that right there. If you're a TV viewer, you can see this. Ah, no food coloring in that, ladies and gentlemen. That is natural. We'll tell you what that is coming up. What the secret sauce is. Can I have a napkin? I'm spilling this all over me. All that matters, I just put it in my hair. It's a new also hair care product. The point is this is also funding our operation. And you've heard the rave reviews out there from all of the listeners about what the super male, the super female vitality has been doing, what the lung cleanse has been doing, what the fluoride shield has been doing. We have fluoride shield chelator that cuts out not just fluoride, but a bunch of other stuff. 25% off right now when you get the original Survival Shield with it. They're both 25% off right now. The biggest discount ever on the InfoWars Life products. So again, InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. Now, in closing, we're going to end the special in about 6-7 days, the July special, where you get a month for $5.95, and 11 people can use the same username and passcode. Everyone will be able to continue to use the same username and passcode. It's just that we're not going to offer the 5.3 months free when you sign up for a year. You can sign up for a year and get over 5 months free off the regular price and see the nightly news, my films, and so much more, and literally fund the very tip of the spear in the information war. So that's Infowars.com/show to find the free video feeds to the daytime show, but to see the nightly news, my films, all the other great documentaries, live events, and so much more, PrisonPlanet.tv. And also in the month of July, all of the Made in America, Made in 1776 golf shirts that I'm wearing right now, and Molon Labe belt buckles, and all the rest of the great Made in America products, they are massively off, as much as 40% off on some of the items. The lowest discount is 25% off right now at madein1776.com, or you can find it all, the 1776 ball caps, the Come and Take It shirts, the Molon Labe, the Join or Die shirts. I think that's the best-looking shirt there for T-shirts is the Join or Die. Most popular is what I designed, the Molon Labe. It's all available right now at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. And again, it is your purchases that make this entire independent operation promoting the survival of this country possible. So I want to salute and thank all of you that have supported us by purchasing fine products or by just spreading the word about the show. That's the most important thing you can do, and support our local AM and FM affiliates. Become a local sponsor on local stations or buy products from those local sponsors and let them know why you're visiting their carpet place or their tile place or their restaurant or their car dealership. Or why you're visiting their hotel, because they're sponsoring this show or the stations that carry this broadcast. That is so incredibly essential to step up now. In fact, people have been doing it. That's why we're going from being weekend show to nighttime show to almost every station that carries us at all ends up carrying us primetime live, because they get ratings and they get money. Because you are taking action, so I want to salute all of you out there. Keep it up, and tell people every day how they can tune in. That is the most important thing you can do. Word of mouth. And word of mouth is not just spreading about this broadcast, but about the Border Patrol that's telling the truth, and about all the good people inside the government that are blowing the whistle. You know, when the former head of the Border Patrol blew the whistle and said they've ordered the borders totally open 4 months ago, no one covered it but DrudgeReport.com, InfoWars.com, Breitbart.com, and WorldNetDaily.com. And Drudge links to us and carries our stories. Those other sites really don't. But I don't care, because it isn't about InfoWars.com. It's about surviving and hanging together, or hanging separately, as Benjamin Franklin said. This is for real. They are going to vote to take the guns. They're training the paramilitary police for it. They are changing the culture into tyranny. The globalists are moving on every front. Okay? So, we admit how much trouble we're in, or we lose everything. I'm going to say that again. We admit how much trouble we're in, and forget our little differences and come together under basic sovereignty, basic private property, basic right to self-defense, basic state sovereignty, basic family sovereignty, basic church sovereignty. It's illegal to have the feds paying money to clergy response teams and turning them into federal mouthpieces. It's going on everywhere. It's illegal to have the NSA spying on everybody without warrants, but they're doing it. This is the collapse of checks and balances. So I want to play a couple clips here. First is this amazing interview up on InfoWars.com. Former border agent, government using immigrant children for asymmetrical warfare. In other words, the government is assisting in the downfall of America. Close quote. By leaving strategic areas along the southwest U.S. border unprotected, and by using children as the face of the illegal immigrant surge, because it's not just kids, to elicit public sympathy, the federal government is engaging in a sophisticated military tactic known as asymmetrical warfare against the American people, a former U.S. Border Patrol agent is warning. Yeah, he's the former deputy head. That's right, he's the current head of the former Border Patrol agents union. Zach Taylor, and I want to get him on the show, by the way. I want to get all those guys on. So let's go ahead and go to this clip. And folks, this isn't rhetoric, okay? This is what's going on. I've studied asymmetrical warfare. I've studied propaganda. You understand that? And I use the truth because it's the ultimate weapon against it. But the only thing I disagree with what Zach Taylor said is he's 95% there. It isn't a federal government. There have been cases, you can look them up, saw a documentary about it years ago, and I think it was History Channel, and everybody's heard about this, where in the old days in the 70s of all the hijackings that were real, the hijackers would get into the captain's uniform because it was psychological, it projected authority. And the commander-in-chief has the helicopters and the White House and all of it. It's not the president, folks. And the people in government doing this are usurpers. Just like collaborating French that work with the Nazis. It was French that ran the government, folks, for the Nazis. They weren't French anymore. They were collaborators. Those aren't words. That's not rhetoric. That's what it is. So when he says the federal government's engaged in asymmetrical warfare, no, the criminal bureaucracy, the Ford Foundation, that openly promotes open borders, globalism, all these generals promoting open borders, North American Union, they are the ones killing the country. They are not congressmen and senators and the president. If the president ordered us to stand down if the Russians launched nuclear weapons, would he be the president? No, he'd be an enemy officer. This isn't rhetoric, folks. This is what we have. And that's the last domino to fall with the military and the police who get it because they're inside and see it happening, is that it's not the federal government. That's why last year I called for it, Drudge linked to it. A bunch of top law professors read it and agreed with me. My new Declaration of Independence, which I'm going to rewrite soon and call the Declaration of Emergency Survival. The Declaration of SOS. I said, the Declaration of Independence says that it's our right and our duty to reform or abolish a government that's destructive of our basic liberty and freedom. Go read the Declaration of Independence. I'm paraphrasing it. So I said, listen, let's admit it's an occupied government, have the states pull out of it, declaring it illegitimate. Those that sign basically loyalty oaths, follow the Bill of Rights Constitution, and make immediate changes to secure the borders, to secure the debt, to secure the sovereignty, to stabilize the nation instead of cruising it towards destruction, Cloward and Piven, have emergency elections, have the legislatures again reappoint, vote themselves for U.S. senators so there's balance between the states and the feds, and reconstitute the republic. And libertarians and people and anarchic capitalists go to, let's just get rid of it all. I guarantee you they're set up for that. The globalists plan to collapse the country later and bring in a North American Union and do what I just said, but with their people and totally take over. We need to bring the republic back because I'm telling you the collapse is going to be used to bring in the New World Order. I've studied what they do in other countries. So I'm trying to restore the republic, save America. I'm a restorationist, folks, not a revolutionary. I'm a revolutionary in media, a revolutionary in fighting tyrants that seize the government. But if you technically get down to it, and what did the weathermen call conservatives and libertarians? It's come out in federal court. They call us counter-revolutionaries. It's come out that the Justice Department in their little commie meetings where they endorse Mao and stuff call us the counter-revolution. You know why? Because we are, folks. We're the Americans in a desperate bid to save the country. That's why we're listed as public enemy number one by these criminals. And the public is so dumbed down, if they buy it, we lose everything. You're living in the beginning of a Red Dawn scenario. Literally. What happens in Red Dawn? They collapse Latin America into the United States. What's in Rex 84? It gets blamed on Reagan. That was just brought up by the Pentagon when Reagan was in there. This isn't a game, people. This is it. This is the beginning of it. Let's go to the clip with the head of the Border Patrol Retirees Union, and the former deputy head of the Border Patrol itself. Here it is.
The whole idea of asymmetrical warfare is to defeat your enemy from within. It is not to attack him from without. Of course, the threat comes from without, but they have to be inside of the United States to effect a successful warfare strategy. If asymmetrical warfare is going to be successful, the first thing that has to be done is to compromise America's defenses against invasion. Because they have to have their personnel inside the United States to affect the infrastructure. Our hospitals, our schools, our electric grid, our power supplies, our water supply. Basically, what we call infrastructure. All of those things create our infrastructure. But they have to affect the degeneration from inside the United States. The markers that we're seeing that indicate this is asymmetrical warfare is because the reaction that the United States is taking is they're taking the opportunity of inviting these illegal aliens to come here. They're concentrating them in one place in the United States, the Rio Grande Valley, and they're drawing the resources that are protecting the rest of the United States border to care for the illegal alien children, to help with the overflow of the miners, to transport, to take care of the needs of these people while they're in Homeland Security custody. All this takes the resources that are protecting America at the border off of the border. So now the borders are wide open. This gives the people that are trying to get their infrastructure, their personnel, their drugs, their dirty bombs, their biological weapons, their chemical weapons into the United States without being noticed. Because this part of the border is open. It is not being patrolled. It is a perfect military strategy. It doesn't raise any eyebrows because we're focused on the children. But we need to focus on our children. Because this is asymmetrical warfare. Everything says it is. And the way the United States government is responding to it is concealing that fact from the American people.
That's right.
In other words, they're assisting in the downfall of America. And you need to understand that.
I think I'm going to play that each hour today. I think everybody should call their friends and family and tune in to hear this. And I want him on. You understand? I studied warfare, folks. This is asymmetrical warfare directed by the District of Columbia.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Rozic and Amnesty to put Americans against illegal immigration and punish those. I'm going to play that clip coming up that don't vote for it by voting them out. But the illegals to vote. And that's asymmetrical political warfare by Washington, seized by globalists, who has outside groups to come in and use the political free society to overthrow it. It's a very simple asymmetrical warfare equation. Turn the guns in for the children. Have war with Russia for the children. Put Al-Qaeda in charge for the children. Doesn't matter how crazy it is, it's for the children. We're going to go to your phone calls now right through into the next hour. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. Fred, David, Tom, David, Michael, and others, we're going right to you. But first I wanted to play this clip. Nancy Pelosi yesterday said border children should be treated like refugee baby Jesus. Here's the difference. Herod was ordering all the firstborn to be killed, a repeat of what had been done. Just nowadays they just tell the mothers it's cool, they go out and kill their kids, their firstborn with abortion. The more things change, the more they stay the same. So Christ had run back to their homeland and then run, I guess, out of there. I mean, constantly people were running. And you can go back to the time of Moses, firstborn was ordered killed. But see, this is liberation theology taught by the Ford Foundation, where they teach that white people are the devil and that everyone else is Christ-like and that Jesus was a communist and that's why we should have open borders and all be homeless because Christ was homeless and stuff like that. It's socialist communist religion. Let's go to that clip.
I always reference the National Catholic Conference of Bishops statement in which they said baby Jesus was a refugee from violence. Let us not turn away from these children and send them back into a burning building. That's the bishops. And that's, so we have to do this in a way that honors our values but also protects our border and does so in a way that the American people understand more clearly.
And that's the enemy on MSNBC, White House, globalist command base media. And to be technical, they had fled to Egypt because Herod was going to kill all the firstborn. They were coming back to Israel and back to Bethlehem to register for the census. So I guess that's the story. I'm going from memory. The point is that this is liberation theology to say that these little children are little baby Jesus, 15-year-old gangbangers, and the rest of it. Can I send refugees to Guatemala? No, they throw them in the street. The point is they use our openness as a joke. Let's get to one call this hour. I've got everybody else in the next. Fred in Nevada, what do you think the most important big story is right now?
I think the entire story is important in that the narrative to explain why they want to destabilize and collapse our country, the globalist, in the way that you've explained it. But if there was a way to make it understandable to everyone in a short narrative, because when I try to explain it, the logical... You know, most people, they can't understand, well, why would they do this? What would be their reason behind it? They don't understand it. Even the gun argument. Well, the simplest argument is the strictest gun laws are in Mexico. But in Mexico, God forbid you have a spent bullet shell, you're never seen again. You go to jail forever. So obviously the gun laws don't seem to work too well in Mexico. But people need to understand what their intent is and what they're trying to do, because it's so compartmentalized it sounds crazy when you say, when you bring up one little area and another, they can't comprehend it anymore.
But again, the globalists are in central control, so they're able to destabilize things and get more power out of the collapse. It's actually simple, though, but I understand what you're saying. We'll be right back with more calls. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence, but to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
The home of the Dr. Dahlia Show, GCN.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.